it changes them to 12.5. A wideband entitlement gives you 20 and 25. The only thing I've ever programmed that uses 20 is the 8 packs that are in the 800 radios. But yeah, I was going to say, if I remember right, if it's older, I think I can just bump it, even though I don't have 16 with a wideband. I think it'll let me update it. As long as you don't read it out, you don't have a problem, because then you can't write it unless you push everything in a narrowband. But if you don't open it, you can just push the firmware without reading it, and then you take your CPS 2.0, and then you just read it and do everything with the one that does have the wideband entitlement.